First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side on this bright Thursday morning. Again, we've had a lot of rain, but apparently the rain's going to go away for a while, and if it doesn't, we'll just fight through it. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We can talk politics. The politics are becoming national right now. We're not into the local political scene until October, November, and I usually don't like to talk national politics, but we can talk some national politics if you guys see fit. I'm always, always looking for a nigger. Always looking for a nigger to call me and argue with me or discuss with me why they think that they're entitled to something for something that happened a couple hundred years ago. If somebody can call and give me a real reason and make me somewhat believe, I'll give you $1,000. So some nigger that wants to make $1,000 without robbing a bank or stealing something or hijacking a car or selling some dope, give me a call. We can have an intelligent conversation. Everybody else's lines are open. I want to say hello to a great, great guy, Neil Fiala. Neil Fiala, he was the coach for SWCC for 25 years. What a great, great job he did as head coach for the SWCC baseball team. He's originally from South St. Louis. He was a minor league and a major league baseball player. He was drafted by the Cardinals, played for the Cardinals for just a little time, and then was traded to Cincinnati. I think he was 5, 6, 7 years into professional baseball and decided to get out. It wasn't for him, or he wasn't a Stan Musial, but he was a hell of a good ball player. And in 1977, they drafted him, and he retired in 1982. But he played for the Cardinals. He actually played for the Cardinals, played for the Cincinnati Reds. He got his cup of coffee. He was up in the big time. So I want to salute him. But more so than that, I want to salute him for the great job he did for the SWCC Southwest Illinois College baseball team, 25 years, very dedicated, very, very hard worker, and he retired after 25 years. So, Neil, we just want to say hello to you. He's from South St. Louis, hangs over on the east side a lot. He was also the manager of the River City Rascals for a while. What a great baseball man, and he's one of the many that didn't make world records, didn't make the Hall of Fame, but got the opportunity to play professional baseball. And by saying that, that's a lot more than most of us. I think probably 0.5%. But he did have an RBI, did get a hit. So, Neil, we want to tell you that we think the world of you. Great job at SWCC.
great job with the Cardinals in Cincinnati. He was a ball player's ball player, nice guy. And I didn't want to leave that. I met with him yesterday, talked with him a lot yesterday, and found out some of the things he had been involved in. And he didn't ask me to put this on the air. I just thought, and I felt compelled to put it on the air. So Neil Fiala, thank you very much for all you've done and all you're going to continue to do. You college teams in the area, if you're looking for a great, great coach, a great, great manager, Neil Fiala is the best. So Neil, you have a good day wherever you're at, buddy. We've got some callers. Joe Greer, black guy. Let's go with Joe Greer, black guy from yesterday, and see what we can get with that. Go ahead, Joe Greer, black guy from yesterday. How you doing?
Hey, I need $1,000 bad.
Well, wait a minute. Are you going to turn nigger on me, or are we going to have an intelligent conversation?
Hey, no. What I wanted to say, continue from yesterday.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't continue. We didn't continue yesterday. I hung up on you because you were being an asswipe. Now, are we going to have an intelligent conversation today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know how you have a natural species like in nature and in water? And sometimes if you add like an invasive species, the invasive species take over and, you know, and disrupt the natural order of things. Is that what you saying niggas and crackers are? The white folks are the natural species of America.
You know,
and can you relate to that?
No, Joe, I can't, because you're talking over my head. I don't know about all this species and all these fish and all this crap. Hey, Joe, it ain't the Joe Nigger Show. It's the Bob Hunky Show. So let me talk. The proud white and proud black in this great country have made this country great. Now, the niggers, I say niggers and crackers and hunkies, the ass white, black and white, they're trying to destroy it, the 4, 5, or 6%. Now, you can come up with all these analogies, you can come up with all this sophisticated bull crap, but at the end of the day, the proud white and proud black people are gonna have to come together. The proud white and proud black are gonna have to say, hey, you niggers, you crackers, you hunkies, you're not gonna destroy, you 4, 5, or 6% of this country of ours, you're not going to destroy us, you're not going to destroy this country, you're not going to make us look bad in the world's eye. So time has come for you ass white bastards, both black and white, to sit your asses down and become part of mainstream America. If not, we're not going to tolerate it. Now, Joe Greer, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So now we're talking about the $1,000. What is the stipulation behind that?
Well, the stipulation is you're going to have to make me agree with you or any black or white that why we owe you or anybody in this generation, why we as white people owe you guys reparations for something that happened so many years ago. Can you tell
me
why?
Can I say that? We're niggas are still feeling the after effects of slavery because it's more so a psychological thing. You know.
Whoa, Joe, don't go there. It's a psychological, the niggers are still feeling the after effects of slavery. It's a psychological thing. You're damn straight. It is a psychological thing because us white ignorant son of a bitches have fed those niggers year after year, decade after decade for all these years. And you honestly can say that these niggers are psychologically beat down because of what happened during slavery? No, I say because they're thugs, they're criminals. They were brought up by their parents or their mother, not their dad, who is nowhere around. He's a sperm donor. Brought up by the mother, they become criminals. And you're going to tell me that it's a psychological thing that they're suffering from the Civil War and slavery. Is that right?
Nope. It's not right.
Well,
because you've had like say for instance Japan, Nagasaki and Hiroshima had a bomb dropped on them. Look how they recovered from it. Yeah, you know
hey, look how the Spanish, look how
Germany,
the Mexicans, look how the Mexicans, look how everybody, look how the Asians come over. Them some bitches make more money than we do. It's the niggers that been here and the crackers and the hunkies, the redneck some bitches live in a trailer with two wheels on it. Those are the son of a bitches that are trying to destroy our country, Joe Greer. So you're telling me that it's a psychological thing, and you said it, I didn't, that it's a psychological thing for these niggers coming up that tear and rape and rob and steal and burn things down. That's because of a psychological effect from the Civil War and slavery?
It's a psychological effect from the a broken homes and stuff.
Okay.
Niggers and crackers.
Okay.
Listen, the niggers and crackers are just reverting back to their basic nature.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you're turning to a proud black man. I'm starting to agree with you, but
hey, how long you want me to hold before you send me my $1,000?
Well, I tell you what, why don't you hold on for a while, sit in that easy chair of yours, and I'll stick it in the mail at some point in time. How's that?
All right, you need my address, right?
Yeah, don't put it on the phone. I'll get it off the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Joe Greer, I think he really is a proud black man, but I think he just wants to argue, and that's okay. I don't mind arguing, but I'd like to have a decent argument. But when he says that the niggers that are tearing up Ferguson, the niggers that are killing day in and day out all through St. Louis, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, that it's a psychological thing. Now, something ain't right. Now, I don't have much psychological crap in me because I'm half nuts, but I'm smart enough to know that there's no truth to that. But Joe, thank you very much. We sincerely appreciate a proud black man trying to give us some crap, but that's okay. That's okay with me. Hey, I want to go to Belleville real quick. You know, Lindenwood College, and I was the first one to bring it up about 6-8 months ago, that they were gone, and they're going to be gone after next year. Now there's a prep academy, Gateway Legacy Christian Academy. They want to lease it. They want to put high school kids in there. They want to let high school kids, 11th, 12th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, live in those dormitories. Now, you know what that's going to do to Belleville? You know what's going to happen there? There's going to be rapes, robberies. There's going to be so much crap. But they're desperate. This Christian Academy's desperate. And the mayor of Belleville, Mark the Big Pussy, the Maximus Vaginus, Mark Eckert, he's desperate to get somebody in there. So they're negotiating on that. Do you hear me, people? They're negotiating on putting high school kids living at the Lindenwood Women's Dormitory after next year. Now, I don't know what this Gateway Legacy Christian Academy is, but I see that they have 100 international students. So that must be a real big university. It says that Preps College Preparatory Academy for students from kindergarten to the 12th grade. So I think there's going to be problems there, but that's how desperate the mayor of Belleville is. They're going to put dorms for high school and grade school kids. I don't know where it's going. Mark Eckert, the big pussy Maximus Vaginus, says that he has some questions how this might fit. You better have a lot of questions, you idiot, because it's going to fit like a square peg in a round hole, you dumbass. We certainly are going to be open-minded. Well, I don't think anybody's going to be that open-minded, Eckert, but I don't know where you guys are going. But they said that the school in 2013, the built on 23rd Street, you guys know, by the old Belleville West High School, now Lindenwood College, cost $4 million and it could house 180 students. Now, I think that's going to be one of the biggest problems that you could ever bring to Belleville. You know, Eckert, you're going to have a splash pool next year, and that's going to be for the crackers and the hunkies and the niggers. Proud white people aren't going to go there. Proud black people aren't going to go there. You've not had a pool for so many years. Now you're going to put a pool. Now you've got all these new businesses down in East Main. The pretzel shops coming in and a penny candy store. Yeah, it's really progressing. Belleville's really, we're losing Ben Franklin. We're losing all the big stores, but we're getting the penny candy store. So I think that's going to be a monetary thing. Splash pad, splash whatever my ass. We got Coach. Go ahead, Coach. You're on the dark side.
Yes, sir. I was just going to try to put something on you. I don't know if you've ever heard this term before, but I'm actually a Negro. But what I am is I'm a prairie nigger. I don't know if you've ever heard of a prairie nigger or not.
Well, number one, I think you're a damn liar. I don't think you're black, but that's okay. Go ahead. I know you're not black. Now, let's go fight. Let's get your point. Don't play that games with me. I've been around the black community too long. You can play with somebody else, but if you're going to be honest about what you're saying and be truthful and try to bring some positivity to this show, which needs it every day, because I sure don't bring it.
Yeah.
If you're going to be serious, let's be serious, but cut the crap otherwise.
Okay, well, I'm a Native American. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you were a Negro a minute ago. Now you're a Native American.
Well, they call us prairie niggers.
Oh, okay. All right. Why do they call you prairie? Why do they call
you?
Wait a minute.
Now, I'll take an apology from you now, okay, sir?
Hey, I'll give you an apology as soon as you bring the shoes that I left under your mama's bed last night. What do you mean, give you an apology? Give you an apology for what? For me expressing my opinion? For me giving my First Amendment rights? And you're going to tell me that I owe you an apology, you dumbass, stupid, Mexican-wearing bastard? Now, if you've got something to say, you got something constructive to say, say it. If you don't, let's get rid of you, because I ain't got time for your bull crap.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that my grandparents, my great grandparents, they had their land stolen from them. They had some good land, but the land was stolen from them, you know, and we're still paying for it. And the land also had oil on it, and that's one of the reasons the land was stolen from them, was because it had great minerals on it, you know. So they didn't have sense enough to know that, but you know, some smart businessmen, you know, they came along and they talked them out of their land. And
okay, what's your point, Coach? What's your point?
Well, I think that I think you owe me $1,000 because of what's been stolen from me and from my heritage and from my grandparents. And
Hey, I tell you what, leave your address. I'll send you money for a Greyhound bus. Get your ass on one of those reservations where they do what they want when they want. And I'm not against the Native Americans, but see, they were smart. They bitched and moaned and groaned, and they got reservations. They've got casinos on there. They do their own policing. They take care of their own. They don't want to be around the white guys, and that's okay. But, I mean, these niggers, these no-good niggers, they don't want to be around us. They just want what we have. So let me send you some money for a bus ticket on Greyhound and get you back to one of those reservations, Coach. What do you think?
Well, I'll take $1,000 if you want to give it to me to get me back there. I'd sure appreciate it. Because I'm not having much luck here in the St. Louis area.
Well, that's because you're a prairie nigger. Don't let them know you're a prairie nigger. Tell them you're a white guy. Maybe he'll do better.
Well, I went down to the employment office, and they used that against me. They said, we don't understand this. I brought my birth certificate and everything, and they were going, well, we can't plug you into the system. Have you ever had this problem before? You know, because I was trying to find a job, yeah. Trying to find some work. And I'm also a veteran, too. You could at least salute me on
that. You know what? I will be more than happy to salute you and thank you for your great service to our country. I want to thank you sincerely for that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I have serious health issues from being over in Iraq in 04 and 05. And I can't seem to get the help that I need from the VA from that either. So that's another reason I could use that $1,000.
Yeah. Okay, Coach. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I do wish you the best, and I do thank you and honor you for your service and everybody's service to this great country. And I mean that sincerely. Because of you guys, I'm sitting here talking and not being in jail. Of course, that doesn't mean that I won't be in jail today or tomorrow for something I've said or done. Let's take another call before break. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate what you do, and really means a lot.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's funny that everybody says, especially you say, come on, people, wake up. We need to do something about this. And I don't really think it's ever going to happen because people are fat and lazy. They're so used to sitting around in their air conditioning and having their entertainment pumped to them that they wouldn't know a snake if it bit them. You remember when Trump used to say, you pick up that snake, I'm a snake, you dumb woman. Don't you know what I am? That's what's wrong with the American people. We're playing with snakes. And, oh, they're so cute, they're pretty. And then we're going to get bit.
You know what, Bob, I agree with you, but I think at some point in time, the proud white and proud black community, they're understanding, starting to understand, and even though the niggers still think that they've got control of this country, I think that one day, the proud whites and proud blacks are going to wake up and say enough's enough, and whenever we as a vast majority say enough's enough and are serious about it, those niggers, those crackers, those hunkies are going to be in some major problems. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Bob.
Uh-huh. Let's go ahead with Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, the last caller, he should be able to get some help if he's a rock veteran. I mean, all these guys do go down and claim he's got stress, and I mean, all these veterans are getting checked. But on to this Omar.
Now, wait, whoa, whoa, back up. What do you mean all these veterans? What are you talking about? I don't want you talking negative about the veterans?
No, I'm a veteran. I'm just saying I'm working with a lot of black veterans at work, and they're getting checked from claim of loss to Harriet and everything. I know an old guy. I was my ex-brother-in-law, a Korean Vietnam vet, went down for the hearing test. They denied him, but they're giving all these benefits to the blacks. But this Omar, this Muslim from Somalia, wherever the hell she's from, she's up there, has shady past. She married her own brother on got a lot of fraud trying to get into
wait
the
a
country.
Minute. Wait a minute. Hey, I married my sister. What's in certain states, that's legal. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, their way out, they can't stand Trump because he's not like the mother phony Republicans who backpedal and apologize. Trump did him. He's going to double down and come back, and they call him a racist. They call everything is a racist. If you don't agree with them, you're a racist. If you're you don't have their goofy outlook on life, you're a racist. So, accept being called a racist. But they're a bunch of communists. And I love it last night when the fans said, send her back. The news media, oh, they lost it. They couldn't understand. But this Trump, man, he's a man. He's a man's man. And not a politician when he's polished phony politicians talking out both sides of their mouths and backpedaling, apologizing. But Trump, that's what the Americans love about him. He stands up, they'll take a punch, and he'll come back and he hits you twice as hard.
Yeah, Jim, thank you very much. You're exactly right. And I'm reading here on the Internet, this Omar introduces Israel boycott resolution and likens the Jewish state that we're supportive of, that been supportive of us for all these years, likens the Jewish state to Nazi Germany in the Soviet Union. Now, we're going to take this political whore, this skank, this slut, we're going to take her serious. She talk about impeaching the president. She talk about the president isn't worthy of his position. And this no-count, greasy Somalian bitch, I don't know what the bad term for Somalian is, but if I can find it out, I'll use it, introduces Israel boycott resolution and likens the Jewish state to Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. Nobody say, I don't hear that on NBC and ABC, but let Trump say one thing wrong. Go back to where you come from. Oh, he's an idiot. They didn't come. He knew that. That was rhetorical. He knew exactly what he was saying. And these asswipes knew exactly what they were saying. Hey, before we take a break, I don't know if you guys watch Fox News, but this judge, Andrew Napoliano, he was conservative for a while. Then all of a sudden, these bastards on Fox are starting to get so liberal. I don't know what the hell's going on. But he says that Trump's attack on these congresswomen were racist, but the House Democrats shouldn't censor him. Now, Judge Napoliano, you failed, no good son of a bitch. You sit there with your hair dying ass on Fox News. And who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to say that Trump's words are racist? Maybe they're racist to you, but maybe not racist to anybody else. But you always notice, no matter what happens in this world, I'm surprised Trump's not responsible for all the flooding that's happened throughout the Mississippi Valley the last month or so. But this no good son of a bitch, Napoliano, said these tweets were xenophobic, racist, and hateful. What about a Mrs. Omar? What about that, Judge Napoliano? All the crap she's saying about the Jewish state. Nobody wants to bring up anything about anything but Trump. It's everything is Trump's fault. And you get these four asswipe women of color. And I'm glad they say women of color because I don't want them to be white. I want them to be women of color. They come after Trump. They're all women. They're all have foreign descent, as we all do. They're all fighting our government. They all say how bad our country is. But when Trump comes after them, he's racist, he's homophobic, he's sexist. See, they put these four together. This wasn't just a happenstance. This wasn't just a happenstance. These four Congress ladies came together and said, hey, let's come together as a group because you know he can't criticize even one of us because we're female and we're women of color. So let's all come together and fight. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to help destroy what's left of this Democratic Party. And I don't care about the Democratic Party. I don't give a damn about the Republican Party. I give a damn about this great country. And I'm afraid that if this crap goes on, that we're not going to have a great country, and we're not going to have a country at all at the end of the day. We're going to take a quick break. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190, and we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Is that loud enough? This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, proud to live in this great, great United States of America, where we can fight each other, but at the end of the day, we're all family. And as always, we are definitely proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Off goes off by itself. I tell you what, I'm ready to go today and every day. It's off. I tell you what, these computers, these no-count, low-life computers, these no-good son of a bitches, there's always off. It's never operator's error. Never, ever operator's error. It's always the computer, you know? The dog ate my homework. Never heard that the dog ate my computer. I haven't heard that one yet, but maybe at some point in time it's going to come up. Hey, I read in one of these asswipe papers that this Al Green, he's a representative, a nigger. I say nigger, that's N-I-G-G-G-G-E-R, nigger from Texas, put up a House vote for impeachment on Trump. And the House, his fellow Democrats rejected it. His fellow Democrats rejected a vote for impeachment. So that has to be very, very embarrassing to this no-count nigger, Al Green. And he is a nigger, a greasy nigger. If you see a picture of him, you'll know he's a nigger. But you notice, once again, someone of color coming after Trump, someone of color trying to impeach Trump. They're smart enough, the Democrats, and I say it all the time, they're smart enough. They always keep people of color, primarily women, but I guess they thought, hell, we've got these four women of color coming after Trump. We want to try to impeach him, so let's get a man of color. It's always somebody of color coming after Trump because he's such a racist. Nobody can tell why he's a racist, but they just know deep down he's a racist. Now, I don't understand that, and only the niggers with their mentality can get away with it. But it really amazed me whenever the House voted to kill Representative Al Green's resolution to impeach Trump. Now, I know all that's going to do is bring more in-house fighting with the Democrats. They voted 332-95 to table Green's resolution. 332 to 95. So there were only 95 Democrats out of the 443 or 445, however many congressmen in this great country. So only 95 voted for impeachment. So I know that's really going to kill some of the Democratic umph when it's all said and done. And I think Pelosi had a lot to do with it. Pelosi's smart. She knows any kind of impeachment crap is going to come back to bite the Democrats. You know, and they say that they've got resolution that failed, that we have a president who sounds more like a mafia don than a statesman, and a Congress that wants to pick and choose whose offensive words to condemn. And that's true. Half of it's true. They do have a Congress that wants to pick and choose whose offensive words to condemn. These Democrats, they're after Trump so often, so many times. Everything he says is racist, homophobic. Everything he says is sexist. It's amazing. I don't know how far the Democrats can push this before the next election, but I really don't think it's going to be pretty. Hey, I want to go to St. Louis. Two more killings in St. Louis. You know, if they kill, the niggers kill each other over in St. Louis, that's okay. But let a white police officer push a nigger's head down in the back of a squad car when he arrested him for some crime and hit his head, that have the NAACP, that had Antifa, that have Black Lives Matter, hell, that have everybody in the country. But when the niggers kill each other, just another day in the hood. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm an ex-police officer. It's a shame. Because not so much that maybe a crap bum died, a dope pusher, a killer, a robber, a rapist, but they have family. And some of their family members are probably decent people. And it hurts the family. That's what bothers me. But I want to say to that, my good friend, that nigger, no-count, low-life son of a bitch, ex-State Representative Bruce Franks Jr. out of St. Louis, he's moving out of the area. Now, you know, he's in all that trouble, and I'm the one that broke that story about Slate, about him getting that money that he didn't work for. He's moving out of St. Louis. He put something on Twitter and someplace else that he's got to get out of here because he doesn't want to be destroyed, and this will destroy him, and he's got to get out of the area, and he just hopes that people remember what Hey, the FBI and everybody else remembered what you did, Bruce Franks. I think that's why you got your nigger ass out of the St. Louis area. You know he resigned as a state representative, and that's the only money he had coming in. was $30,000, $35,000, $40,000, but he resigned when this slate situation come up, this corrupt slate situation where these guys were getting paid for not working. So he resigned because he thought it was the best thing to do to take the focus off him. And now all of a sudden he's leaving the St. Louis. And I don't think he's telling anybody where he's going. He'll probably go out to California and become governor or mayor of some town or something. But he's leaving the St. Louis area. And I actually feel pretty bad about that because I won't be able to call him a nigger. I won't be able to call him a nigger much longer, but you heard that first from me, that Bruce Franks Jr. and everybody in St. Louis ought to have a party because that's like getting rid of cancer, you know? That's like getting rid of cancer. The son of a bitch is going to be gone, and the bastard never did call me. I asked that nigger time after time after time after time to give me a call. The nigger wouldn't call me. I was going to pay for the call. Bruce Franks, if you're in the area, call me. I will give you $1,000 to help you move out. You won't have to answer any questions. Just talk to me for a few minutes, and I will help you get out of St. Louis because I think at the end of the day, that helps us all out. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Not worth a damn. How about you?
Well, you don't have to pay for this phone call.
Okay, well, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, when's the last time you saw a woman lift up a manhole cover?
When's the last time I saw a woman look up a man's hole cover? Lift up a manhole cover? I don't know. Probably never. I don't recall why.
Well, latest on the news this morning is they got to call it a maintenance hole now. Politically correctness.
You know what, Tom? I believe is that true? Or are you giving me crap?
I'm not giving you crap. It was on the news this morning.
Unbelievable! I mean, tell you, that's where our country's going, Tom. I mean, there's all kind of crap. People are starving. We're trying to get this country back right again. Trying to get more jobs. Trying to get the economy better for everybody. And they're worried about renaming a manhole cover.
Bob, I'm not lying to you. They should start painting those things because of this equality. Because these women think they can do a man's job, they need to start covering the manhole covers now with pink and let every time a woman's on that maintenance crew, let her climb down in that hole.
Well, you know what? That sounds a little sexual to me. I'll let it go. But, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'll check it out. But if you tell me that, I believe it. Isn't it amazing, people? Tom calls and says they can't call it a manhole cover anymore. That's how bad. Now, I got to say, that's not all women because there's some decent, proud women out there. That's like, they're like the niggers. This group's like the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, a small group of women who want equal this, equal that, equal whatever. Well, I have to say, and I'm not a real religious man, but I don't think God made us all equal physically or mentally at the end of the day, which ends up to being not equal financially, if you're successful or not. But for them to take something like this with everything going on in this country and try to make it serious, that shows you how crazy this country's becoming. That shows you how, at some point in time in the very near future, we want to clear this crap up. Because if we don't clear it up, it's going to get nastier and nastier. Go ahead, Terry Ann wants to take a shot at $1,000. Go ahead, Terry Ann.
How you doing, Romantic? You remember me, Terry Ann, out of Washington Park.
Yeah, I think. What's going on, honey?
Yeah, I can tell you how we deserve our reparation. We're the single biggest Holocaust in the world's history.
Why is that?
Because over 100 million blacks had been murdered and killed during the slave trade. And by way
No, Terry, and I got 100 million blacks. Do not believe that any way, shape, or form, honey. I'm sorry. Don't mean to argue with
you. Okay, can I finish reiterating on it?
Can you finish what?
Reiterating on the quote I was telling you about how we deserve our reparations.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we got to go back to the early, let's say, 1800s when they started interbreeding blacks, mothers with their sons, the MF, you know, that tags us directly to what you all did to us in America. That's how we deserve our reparations. because we have been sick and
Terry Ann, I gotta interrupt you. What you talking this crap we? You can't be but 40, 50, 60 years old. And what are you talking about we? We ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the slaves back in the day. It's the slaves back in the 1800s. Where do you come up with that we crap?
Leopold killed tens of millions of African people. What? And we came here by way of the slave trade.
Okay. So why do you deserve...
deserve our money. So that we can economically empower ourselves to start to take care of ourselves.
Hey, Terry Ann,
I don't need nobody guiding my money.
Hey, Terry Ann, let me tell you, what do you mean your money? If somebody gives you money, it ain't your money. I was the chief out there three times. I saw what goes on. Nobody deserves reparations. Everybody needs to get off their lazy ass, both the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. Go out and get an education and get a job. You're telling me you give people money in Washington Park that town would be safe? And good to live in.
They won't even let good people get in office, and you know how they do it around here, Romantic. Come on now.
Well,
my husband, a proud veteran, he fought for his country, and he can't even get in a position to do nothing for his country because he won't conform to the master's agenda, which you and I know to be spread, punk ass.
You know what, Terry Ann? Thanks for the call. I agree with you, but. There's still where the reparations come in, and 100,000 million blacks. I don't know. No, what 100,000 million? 100,000. Man, they must have been killing the blacks on Mars and Jupiter. I don't know about that, but I'm worn out after that one. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane, you hear me? Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Computer problems. We've had computer problems all day. Want to apologize for that. I don't want to apologize for pissing everybody off because I really don't give a damn. If you don't like it, don't listen. Had a white guy call and said that Terri Ann owes him $1,000 because he listens every day and he had to listen to her crap. So, Terri Ann, here's a white guy that says that you a proud black lady, owes him $1,000. So we'll just call it even. And we've got about 5 minutes. And as always, there's always crap going on. Now the four ladies, the squad, the ladies of color, want extra protection. They want bodyguards now. See, you see where this crap's going? This crap's going so far down the road that it's unbelievable, but we're letting them get there. We're letting them get there, and we're not saying anything about it. Before we go, I gotta, and you know me, I don't give a damn what I say, who I say it about, or when I say it. DoorDash dismisses a delivery driver in California who allegedly ate the customer's barbecue ribs and dropped off the food with bite marks. This guy called up, in Pennsylvania, called up and wanted a delivery from DoorDash. When he got it, he claims that he ordered 6 ribs from a local barbecue restaurant via DoorDash, only to discover that his driver herself ate 2 of the ribs, had some of the waffle fries before dropping them off. Well, she wanted to make sure that they were good. But he said, I guess she just pulled over and wanted to have herself a couple snacks before she made the delivery. And it's kind of funny, and that crap happens all the time. But what I say to that on a serious note, and I mean this being an ex-police officer, you put your life in your hands every day when you walk out that door. You also put your life in your hands when you get deliveries from DoorDash and all these other places, because all somebody has to do is be a crazy deliverer from DoorDash, not like somebody or go crazy, before he brings his food, when he gets his food from the restaurant to bring it to you. He could put some asinine in it, he could put some arsenic in it, he could put some poison, mix it all up, and in a half hour, you're dead. You people think about that. They could sprinkle anything on pizzas, and I'm not trying to be an asswipe, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. In this day and age, you know, I went to the ball game yesterday, they pat you down, you got to take your underwear off, hell, they look between the crack of your ass. I mean, they're looking all over, because they don't want to see anybody get hurt. But think about all these DoorDash deliveries and all these Grubhub and every other delivery. You don't know who the person is. They're not qualified. They don't take a polygraph that they've never been in any trouble. They don't. You don't have a background check. So every time you get a delivery, hopefully it won't happen. But you never know, and it only takes one time. And once that happens, it'll continue to happen. So I ask the government, not trying to be an asswipe with them, but you're so concerned about protecting our citizens at all these sporting events. Why aren't you as concerned about protecting them when these food deliveries? These aren't hermetically sealed. You know, when you get that delivery and you're a driver, you drive it 4 miles to somebody's house, you could do anything, just like this gal stopped off and had a couple of the ribs. Hell, maybe the bitch was hungry. But you understand my point. So when they say we're trying to make this country safe, all this crap going through the ball game, going through the turnstiles and going through the metal detectors, being an ex-police officer, an educated police officer, I've got a master's in criminal justice, taught at the college, I was a college instructor, I say it's crap. Because if I want to get somebody at the ballpark, I'll take a bomb, and I won't, but hypothetically, a person could take a bomb, walk up while they're waiting in line, blow up 200 people. Nobody checks them walking down the street just to get into the ballpark. And I think that's wrong, because there is no way that we can protect ourselves to that extreme. If somebody wants to get you, they're going to get you. Think about that. As always, time to go. Remember, people, these politicians, both black, white, Democrat and Republicans, men and women, they're going to destroy us. It continues to go wrong. until we come together and say we've had enough. And as I always say, I think we're just about to that point, because people are tired of this crap. Decent white people, decent black people are talking to each other. They're saying we've had enough. And I don't think it's going to take much more. I really don't think it's going to take much more to put us over the top. So think about it. But while you're thinking about it, keep listening to me. Don't believe what I say. Just take the time to listen to what I say. Don't listen to me for 5 minutes. Listen to me for 5 days, and you'll see. You'll see what I'm about. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, every election, every 2 and 4 years, let's destroy them to keep them from continuing to destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch! The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.